Reverend Dietrich Smith is a little surprise to me today. Has a toe, was unable to practice, so I really don't have a status on him for St. Louis.
Van Roten, that's good line there.
Excuse me?
He couldn't play Van Roten.
Correct. Yes.
Your philosophy of Dwan Harris today, it looked like he was
doing all the work. Dwan Harris, I kept him in limited reps, so he will not go against St. Louis. I had a chance to speak with him this morning. And he's ready, but we just feel that, we just wanted to bring him back in a limited fashion this week, and then he'll be 100% go next week.
Mike, how about Lacey? Will he play this week?
I hope so. We practiced today. We'll have a chance to look at the film, and all those guys that were in limited practice reps during the course of the week, that their evaluation in the morning will determine it, but I'm hopeful that he'll practice. We do the play time actually with the staff tomorrow morning at 8.
Was there anything wrong with Shields, Mike? I know he wasn't in late practice and reps, so did he have an injury or anything?
No. It's kind of funny. I should say this, Prescott. I actually used the restroom after Sam, so I think he's okay now.
That's a long restroom.
Yeah, that's right? Why he left practice. So. Sorry, Sam.
Is he still questionable for the game?
No, I think he's fine.
Mike, in the natural progression of things, what do you really want to see from game one to game two in the
season? Oh, we need to improve. I mean, clearly, our performance as a football team from the first preseason game, we clearly need to improve. I want to see a big improvement in the offense. I was disappointed in how the offense graded out, defense graded out, and special teams a little better in that specific area. So, once again, we're going to try to play everybody. We'll go through that in detail tomorrow. But I want to make sure everybody has an opportunity. But, we need to play a lot better. We need to be a lot more productive than we were this past week.
Mike, going on the road for the first time, is that another natural progression for a team coming together?
Absolutely. This week is very important for us, just from a scheduling and training standpoint. This was an 8-day week for us. So we took the one day and went through review, and we spent the last 4 or 5 days as if it was an in-season schedule. So we're trying to do things exactly the way we would do it the start of the week of the San Francisco game, because obviously we have shortened weeks in preseason week number 3 and 4 here. So this has been a good week to get the team into the rhythm of the routine of working together. I thought the opponent cards and the way we prepare each other was much better this week than it was last week. So it's been a good week of work. I feel like we've gotten better as a team this week, but ultimately your performance on game day is what counts, and that's a step we need to take.
Mike, this wanting to improve, you mentioned that you want to see the offense improve. Does that change the way you approach this second preseason game maybe than you have approached previous?
No, I mean, you can't. I mean, I've spoke on this in detail before. We're a young football team, and we've been a young football team since day one here. It's the way we're built. It's the way we're designed. It's the way we train. It's the way we plan as far as how the off-season program is laid out, how we practice, the extra meeting time with the younger players. So with that being said, we have to get these guys ready to play, and we got to find out how well they can play and who's going to be on our team. So it's really as simple as that. I want to win the game, don't get me wrong. We're going to St. Louis, and we want to win the game. But more importantly, we have to make sure we create opportunities to get our football team evaluated.
The last 2 years you've had kind of a clear-cut backup center in Evans. Now he's the center. You've experimented with Barkley. Where do you think Van Roten is in his development? How comfortable are you, if not this toe injury, but if something really happened to Evan for a while, if you had to go with him?
Well, that's really that has to be answered by Greg. I mean, I think Greg is really he's improved, particularly the last probably 7 to 10 days. He's done some things together, but there's a couple things today that were not very clean. So I mean, it's a lot different for anybody, and that's why there's backups and that's why there's starters. I mean, it's different when you get in there and you're the guy. So there's some people that can go on and be excellent backup players the whole career, and that's why there's a difference between the two. So if he does play a lot or he does get to start, this will be a huge experience for him, and it'll be part of his evaluation.
Is it ever the role of your quarterback as a leader to take the heat when there's miscommunication or wrong routes on the field? Is
that his job? I don't know. I mean, we can talk about Donald Driver's comments. Jason gave, I didn't get to read the whole thing. I didn't understand it, to be honest with you. And frankly, I think Aaron manages his job responsibility very well. So in answering your question specifically, I mean, accountability is throughout your whole football team. The quarterback position, we take a lot of pride in the way it's coached. It's the most overly criticized position on our whole team internally. But, as far as Donald, I'm very fond of Donald. I know he's going through a tough period right now with his loss, and my thoughts and prayers are out to him and his family. But, I don't know what to really say about the comments.
What would you like to see out of the safety spot opposite Burnett? Do you have a good feel for the guys?
Well, I think our safety position really, way MD and McMillan are really battling there. So, and they both are different in their skill set. I think, number one, you want competition at every position. But I think it really stands out on defense when I look at all the positions on defense. Not only do you have the competition, but you have different players with different body types and different styles and different skill sets. And as a coordinator, it gives you the ability to be more creative and try to create more responsibility as far as matchups and try to tailor things to what they do best. So I feel very good about the camp that they're having. And, I mean, let's be honest, Banjo come in here, and I love the way he played. He was one of the guys we recognized, one of the players we recognized in our team meeting. So, the safeties is a lot like that whole defense. We have very good depth over there.
Mike, what have you thought of how Micah Hyde has stepped up with some of the opportunities he's had?
Micah Hyde's a good football player. I mean, I just, just the college tape that was able to see him coming out of Iowa. I mean, the one thing that jumped off the field was his ability to anticipate, make plays on the ball. And, he looks to be an exciting player once he gets the ball in his hands. And I go back to the rookie orientation, the rookie mini camp that we had here, and we were testing out all the players that were in the camp that day. And if you remember the one drill we were doing, I think we had like 21 guys going through the kickoff return drill and the punt return drill and really challenging them with the ball placement and just to see his ability to catch the ball on a run and do different things. Hell, I was tempted to put him on offense. I mean, I think he has that type of ball, that ball skill ability. But he's doing some really good things as a young player.
The other day you mentioned about using a highlight from your players as a teaching tool played by Cricket and Bobby. Is there a clip that you can think of that you showed your players from your offensive line so far in this camp?
Oh, absolutely. Really, I think the four clips that we showed on offense in the meeting, I think two were the offensive line and two were the tight ends. So I thought we had some excellent combination blocks in the game. But, on both the clips I showed, I think one was with TJ and Josh and Evan Dietrich Smith with the way he pushed the one technique, went up and cut the linebacker. Don Barclay and Lane had an outstanding combination block where they pinned the player, and our two tight ends, our two young tight ends, had a great combination block. But, I think the runs were like minus one and zero gain. But that's kind of the way preseason football is. You have a highlight right here, then you have one guy that doesn't do his job. So, I really feel that our combination blocks, and we're spending more time doing it with our offense, offensive line, tight ends and backs and D-line linebackers and outside linebackers, it's really paying off. So, and we'll continue to do that.
Mike, do you think that is Matthew Mulligan giving you the kind of play you thought he would when you brought him in here?
Yeah, Matthew Mulligan, one thing when we signed him is, I would call him an anchor, tight end. There's different responsibilities that our tight end is asked to do. Particularly, we probably do more or as much as anybody off the line, moving them around and things like that. But his ability to block a defensive end on the line of scrimmage has been evident in his time in St. Louis and in his time here so far in training camp. So I think he's adjusting really well to moving around. You know, the pass receiving is not the highest the highest priority as far as his responsibility chart, but he's doing a good thing in that. He's a very cerebral player, very technical player, smart player. I really like his work ethic. And I like the way he fits in our locker room and the tight end room. So I think Matthew's doing good things.
Mike, are you going to give Barkley a chance to start at right tackle against the Rams?
We haven't done the play time yet. Like I've already stated, we'll do the play time tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock with the staff.
Do you want to see Vince Young with the ones
at all? Not this week. I don't think that's possible. You know, Aaron will play. The number of snaps will be determined. But, our rotation will probably be similar to what it was last week.
Mike, with Cobb not available Saturday, what does Jeremy Ross have to do as a punt returner, maybe kick returner, to lock in that job and change your mind?
The biggest thing I want to see with Jeremy Ross, and talk to him before, I mean, Jeremy makes play every day. I mean, he does things every day at practice that to get you excited about him. So, and that's what I've always liked about him. I just want to see him have those games where it's A through Z. You know, just put that game together where, he handles the ball 100%. Just have a complete game. He was involved in the interception, and there's just been kind of that one play a game. And that's kind of the path you go with young players. That's the hump you want to see him and a lot of guys get over.
Do you still look at that kick return, punt return situation as an open competition?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think Jeremy has an excellent chance. Jonathan Franklin's done good things, so that's how we'll go.
What do you think the strongest position on the team is right now?
Strongest position, I'd love to sit here and help you fill out your depth charts, but I'm not going to do that. I mean, I think we got a lot of depth, a lot of competition. I'd like to see our guys that are injured get healthy and make it competitive all the way through.